All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and man, oh man, the NBA playoffs have arrived, baby. Saturday's action, pretty standard stuff, except for the Los Angeles Lakers. They got a taste of Anthony Edwards, Ant-Man, in the postseason. He's a different animal, man. He's a different beast. Different beast. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. And, yeah, you're right, man. It was kind of typical fare until we got to La La Land last, on Saturday night, and Ant-Man did his thing, and it was actually a pretty good team effort on Minnesota. They were physical. I think J.J. Redick even said something about that post-game, that they the Wolves caught him off guard physically a little bit as well. But the NBA playoffs are here. They continue today, and the Celtics are, they got to stay on upset alert a little bit with Orlando, but it's going to be fun, man.
NHL hockey playoffs here as well. So on the other side, we'll have our professor of sports to talk about that. Obviously, we'll talk NHL hockey with John Poulter, and then we'll get into a little bit of baseball with him as well. But awesome stuff, man. The sports world, we love it, baby. That's why we love talking to you people about it. Keep it close. We'll be right back on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Spring is here and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, as well as our professor of sports, John Poulter, who we talk to just about every week, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey, baby. And right now, there's no better time to be talking NHL hockey than the postseason and the playoffs. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Beautiful day here. We've had some quality weather this time of year for us. Low 70s, things like that. We'll take it, believe me, because we know the storm that's coming, and you're not going to hear Mike brag much about that coming up in about a couple of weeks. So he's done messing with you. You can start messing with us is what I'm really trying to say. With that being said, we got hockey to talk about, and we had some great action on Saturday. One close game and one not-so-close game, the Blues and Jets, but your Jets, Winnipeg Jets, they pull that out, no big deal, 5-3, they get it done. And then the Avalanche beating the Stars, that was a relatively impressive victory for the Avalanche. So a weird start, I guess I could say, kind of, John, to the postseason, because I think maybe we were expecting a better game with the Avalanche and Stars. What say you?
Yeah, it was two very different games. I thought Winnipeg was asleep for a good portion of the first couple of periods. They finally woke up in the third period, got a three goals and put that one away. Should have been a lot easier than it was. I don't know whether the fact that they have been cruising for the last couple of months because they had that big lead in their division and they were trying to rest a few players and still win the President's Trophy. It's the old rest versus rust question, and I think it took them a couple of periods to wake up. I watched a good piece of that game, and I watched a good piece of the Dallas-Colorado game, And although the final score in that game was 5-1, which would kind of indicate some dominance on behalf of Colorado, they did have much the better of the play for most of the game, but it really wasn't a 5-1 game. It was a 2-0 game at the end of two for Colorado. Dallas got back into it with a power play goal 6 or 7 minutes in. Then Colorado restored their two-goal lead. Dallas pulled their goalie with about 3.5 minutes to play. Avalanche got an empty net goal and then got another goal once the goaltender was back in. So 5-1 is a little misleading, but certainly Colorado full value for that win. Mackenzie Blackwood in his first NHL playoff game, tremendous game for the Colorado goaltender. Full value for their money. Nathan MacKinnon at full speed. That's something I really like to see because, to me, he's every bit as good a player as Connor McDavid. Perhaps not quite so spectacular, but in terms of an all-round hockey player, I love watching him play. I thought he was king of the hill last night in terms of how he played. I thought he led that team extremely well, and Colorado have done exactly what they needed to do. That's go to Dallas, get at least a split. And quite frankly, Dallas is reeling a little bit. They had lost their last seven regular season games, one of them in overtime, but seven in a row, and then lost last night. So not a real good spot to be in if you have Stanley Cup aspirations going into the playoffs, all of a sudden finding yourself with 8 L's after your name.
John, good morning.
Good morning,
my
Mike.
Question is, good morning, man. My question is fairly straightforward. Just what do you expect to see out of the three games today? You know, it's always going to be interesting in the playoffs. But what do you expect to see between the Devils and the Hurricanes, the Senators and the Leafs and the Wild and the Knights and the Golden Knights?
Well, let's look at the New Jersey-Carolina series first. I think that's going to be a close series. I don't expect it to be an exciting series, quite frankly, but I expect it to be close. I think Carolina's got a little bit of an edge there. They do have home ice advantage, but New Jersey played very well through the whole season. So I don't think that's going to be an uninteresting series to watch. But I think it's going to be below the radar in terms of some of the other series that we have going on at the moment. I kind of feel the same way about Minnesota-Vegas. Last time Minnesota won a Stanley Cup playoff series, the Vegas Golden Knights did not exist. That'll tell you how long ago it is since Minnesota won a playoff series. I just think that Vegas is a much better team top to bottom. I think that Minnesota will be very lucky if that goes beyond five games. I just think Vegas has got too much for them in too many places, and I just think that'll be a very one-sided series. The one, of course, I'm very interested in, for obvious reasons, is Toronto-Ottawa. Toronto and Ottawa have a long playoff history. The good news for the Leafs is that they have never lost to the Senators in a Stanley Cup playoff series. The bad news for the Leafs is that they have been dominated by the Ottawa Senators this past regular season. And the other thing that concerns me from a Toronto standpoint is that of the 16 teams in the playoffs, the Leafs had the 12th best penalty-killing record. Ottawa had the most power play goals of any team that's still in the playoffs. So key there is for the Leafs to stay away from penalties. Ottawa has a bunch of agitators. That's what they're going to try and do. The Leafs have to be patient.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey, and more in particular, we're talking postseason playoff hockey. It's here, people. We've all talked about it. We like this the best. We think it is the absolute best tournament when it comes to playoff action. Let me ask you this, John. Out of all the matchups, who's on upset alert, basically?
Oh, great question. Probably going to be surprised when I tell you this. I think the Washington Capitals have to be very, very careful. In recent years, we have seen several occasions where the number 8 seed in a conference has taken on a number 1 seed that's been dominant all season and has upset them. The Canadiens have been playing very, very good hockey the last 2 months. I think at Christmas time, they were in last place in the Eastern Conference. took them 82 games, but they got into the playoffs on the last game. We know Washington has kind of been sitting back, just cruising for a few months. They've been surrounded by the Ovechkin situation. I'm not quite so sure that Washington has had a tough game in quite some time. This isn't a must-win game for Washington. It isn't a must-game win for Montreal, and that series doesn't start till Monday night. If I was Washington, I would be a little concerned because Montreal is playing with house money here. No one expected them to be there. If we'd have talked about this a month ago, we wouldn't have thought this matchup was likely to exist. All of the pressures on Washington for all kinds of reasons. I think they need to be on alert. And we've got two other series where an awfully good hockey team is going to go out. Edmonton are playing L.A. That's two very good teams playing each other. And Florida-Tampa is the two good teams that are playing each other. So I still think that the one that's most ripe for an upset is the Montreal series. Having watched how St. Louis played for two periods last night, I'd have to think St. Louis is going to give Winnipeg a tougher time than we probably would have thought if we'd have had this conversation on Thursday or Friday. But Montreal-Washington is the one that I'm going to be really looking at in terms of a possible upset.
All right, real quick before we take that break, most intriguing matchup, do you think?
Florida-Tampa, lots of reasons. They've played each other a lot in the playoffs the last few years. They're cross-state rivals, both very talented teams, have both won Stanley Cups in recent years. And that cross-state rivalry, both very solid teams, I think that's a toss-up, quite frankly.
Panthers and Lightning, huh? So that's your and their game one. I think they start today too. Is that or
no,
tomorrow?
No,
is that when they
no,
start
they,
today or
for
tomorrow?
Some reason or other, they do not start till Tuesday night. Whether it's an arena conflict, I don't know. But that series, for some reason, doesn't start till Tuesday night. A little bit puzzled as to that.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. Let's talk some Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. Our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're all here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite frankly, or quite naturally, I should say, we always talk NHL hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball, and it's now time to talk some Major League Baseball. So, John, I look around the league, and we all talked about this a little bit maybe last week, where we were seeing some teams not get out of the gate so great, and teams were struggling a little bit. And now I'm looking at the West, where I see four teams over 500. That's good to see this early in the year. I look at the Central of the West, and I see two teams over 500. That's the Cubs and the Brewers, and then everyone else is under 500. In the National League East, you have the Mets, you got the Phillies, and then everybody else is under 500. You got the West of the American League, where you have two teams that are over 500. You got a team that's at 500 in Houston. Maybe they're starting to make their move a little bit. I don't know. I'll have to get your thoughts on that. But looking at the Detroit Tigers leading that division right now, again, two teams over, the rest are under 500. Then you go to the American League East, where you have the Yankees top. You got the Blue Jays right there, John. Right now, they're hanging in there pretty good. The Red Sox are over 500. Baltimore under 500. Same with the Rays. So right now in this season, what trends are you noticing thus far, John?
Well, it's kind of interesting that when you look at the standings and the leads in each division, there's one division where there's a lead of a half game. That's the National League West. A couple of divisions with a one-game lead, the American League East and the National League East. The American League Central, a one-and-a-half-game gap, and two games in both the American League West and the National League Central. Things that are sort of, I wouldn't say scaring me, but they're intriguing me big time, are one of the things you've raised, and that is that there's four teams in the National League West that are over 500. I mean, the Diamondbacks are 12-9. They're playing .571 baseball. They find themselves in fourth place. Is it possible we could have four teams playing .500 baseball in that division? You wouldn't have thought so, given how good we thought the Dodgers and the Padres were going to be. The Giants have certainly been a surprise. The Diamondbacks have been hanging in there. I think the thing that really has shocked me so far, and one more than the other, the Baltimore Orioles have surprised me in that they're 9-11 coming out of the gate. I really thought they were a better team than that. They've shown better than that over the last couple of years. They're starting to come out of it a little bit, but they're still only 5-5 in their last 10 games, not winning consistently, not putting streaks together. But the team that I'm really, really surprised at, and I'm probably not alone when I say this, the Atlanta Braves, 7-13. That to me is an awfully good baseball team. I can't understand why they're 7-13. They're even behind the Marlins and the Nationals, and the Marlins have lost 5 in a row, 3-7 in their last 10, and the Braves are still 2 spots behind them. I don't know what the problem is there. They can't let the Mets get too far ahead. To be 6.5 games behind against in a division where the Mets and the Phillies are going to fight it out until the last month of the season, maybe even the last couple of weeks of the season. If I'm the Braves, I got to figure that I got to get this thing rolling and get it rolling quickly, or this is going to be a lost season.
John, as I take a look at the National League, and you know, you look at the Mets, and you're just you mentioned them briefly, 14-7, playing .667 baseball. You know, they're one of those teams that people expected something to, you know, positive to happen. Can you see the Mets taking this and winning this division? You know, obviously they made the big signing in the offseason. We all know, you know, who it is and what it all entailed. But do they have a team that can do something special this year in the New York Mets?
I think they can, and I say that simply because we're 20 games into the season or 21 games into the season. We all know how good Philadelphia is, and they're a game ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies. So I think we all kind of thought that the Phillies and the Mets would be in that race right to the end, and I'm assuming that everybody stays healthy here, which, of course, is never going to happen in a 162-game season. But assuming that everybody can put their best lineup on the field every day, those would be two contenders. But I've got to go back to my previous comment and say that if we'd have had this conversation a month ago, I would have said to you I expected the Atlanta Braves to be in that very same conversation in the National League East.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. John, let me ask you this. It's an interesting thought, at least in my head. You know, in the NBA and other leagues, there's a certain amount of games that you basically can say, you know what, we didn't show up. And we had a lousy effort. How many... Like in the NBA, there's 5 to 10 of those types of games for like every single team. So in your humble opinion, in the marathon that is Major League Baseball, how many stinker games are there potentially for teams? Because like honestly, when I look at my Milwaukee Brewers and I look at their 11-10, and I've seen some of their losses already. They're insane. They're heartbreaking. They're losses that are extremely difficult to maybe even come back from. And I'm thinking about one in particular from the other day where I literally walk in my house and it's the bottom of the frickin' ninth inning and the Brewers are up 4-0 and
last
they
Saturday
blow
night.
That game to the Diamondbacks. Yeah. So in your opinion, how many games are there like that typically for Major League Baseball teams?
I think there's way too many, and I think part of it is the pressure of the schedule, the number of games they have to play in a very compressed number of days. Players get tired. You know, the teams carry so many pitchers these days. Half of a roster is pitchers. I think, what is it, 26? And I think it's 13 now, I guess, is the maximum pitchers you can carry. Most teams are carrying 13 pitchers. So you've got 13 position players. You've got eight positions defensively that you have to fill, and you've only got 13 players to do that. One of them has to be a backup catcher who you probably don't play that much because you don't want to lose your catcher if your second guy goes in and then gets hurt. So you're talking a very small bench. You're talking a very small bench in a game where you play every day and you play, 162 games in, I'm going to say, 180 days roughly. Lots of travel, lots of pressure on these guys. They're going to get hurt. I think every time you rest a guy, you can't replace him with an equal type of player because there's such a gap now between the top players and the lower echelon players. There's really very little middle ground now in any sport, but particularly in baseball because of the dollars that are being thrown around. So I think every team has these games, and I think every team is going to have more of these games if one or two of their better players gets hurt for any stretch of time. I think that, you know, we need to get... I don't really want to go to bigger rosters because I just don't think the talent is there to fill another 5 spots. And let's pick round numbers and say we go from 26 players a team to 30 players a team, hold the pitching staff at 13... I don't think you're going to find 4 players in most teams' systems that are ready to move up from the minors and play in the majors and make a big contribution right off the bat. So I don't think that's the answer. Staying healthy is obviously an answer, but clearly if teams knew how to keep their best players healthy, they'd be doing it already. There's nothing to be discovered there. So I think every team is going to go through these spells. I think the weaker teams are going to go through these spells more often because they don't have that kind of depth, and they are weaker teams to start with. Talk about teams like the White Sox, the Colorado Rockies. I mean, these guys get any kind of an injury to one of their better players, and they're in even deeper trouble than we think we are. They're in now. And I was just looking at the standings very quickly this morning, and I kind of figured out quickly, if every team in baseball was playing at the same percentage pace as they're playing today, there would be 14 teams out of the 30 in the major leagues that would either win 100 games or lose 100 games. I think it was eight teams are on pace to win 100 games, six teams are on pace to lose 100 games. That tells you what the discrepancy is in the sport when you've got 14 out of 30 teams that could either win 100 games or lose 100 games on a mathematical basis. It tells me there's a bigger problem in the game than we think there is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. All right, last question for you, John, before we're up against it, and have a great Sunday, obviously. Most shocking thing that you've noticed so far from Major League Baseball?
Great question. One I really hadn't thought about, to be honest with you. I guess I got to go back once again to the Atlanta Braves, 7-13. I just don't see them being that bad, and I don't see Colorado being on a streak to win, or, sorry, to lose 136 games. I mean, that makes the White Sox season of last year look pretty healthy. And the White Sox, again, at 130. Like, these teams are not improving. They're both in the seventh or eighth year of a rebuild, and quite frankly, I don't think they're any further ahead, so I have to question where they're going.
You know, it's pretty bizarre. These are professional baseball teams that are winning four games. I'm talking about the White Sox. Three games for the Colorado Rockies. If you lose to these guys, you feel terrible. Like, let's just keep it real. Obviously, we hear the music, John. Appreciate you so much. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care, stay healthy, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. We'll be right back on the other side. I guess we got to get into some NBA hoops, baby. The playoffs are here. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right. Welcome back, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, I haven't done this yet today. You can always get at us a couple few different ways. You can do it on that X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, the digits, baby, 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get a hold of us. All right, so I'm just going to run through this real quickly to let you know what's happening today. You got the Grizzlies playing the Thunder. And by the way, I think that has the makings of being a absolutely fantastic series. I know that the Thunder are the best in the West, at least record-wise. And I know that the Grizzlies somewhat stumbled into the postseason. But I got a weird feeling that's going to be a fun, exciting series between two young teams. Then you got the Magic playing the Celtics. And I heard you earlier in the program talking about being on upset alert a little bit. And, you know, it's all about matchups. We all know that. And I think that this is an intriguing matchup to a certain degree for the Boston Celtics. However, with that being said, you can relax, my friend. This is maybe a gentleman's sweep, okay? Maybe a gentleman's sweep. Maybe it's five. Maybe the Magic can get a game. And if Boston is, you know, playing with their food a little bit, maybe it goes longer. But I don't necessarily see that. I think they're going to come in laser focused, bro. That's just where my head is at about the Boston Celtics. Then you got the Heat playing the Cavaliers. And by the way, the Heat – That was such an amazing game the other day, bro. That was an awesome basketball game when they played the Hawks. 123-114 was the final. It goes into overtime to get themselves into this game to have the honor of playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I think the Heat they might get a game. Okay, maybe right. Maybe they get a game from the Cavs. And then this is a good one. The Warriors playing the Rockets, man. That's going to be some must-see television. You got obviously Steph and Jimmy and Dre and those guys against the young Rockets. I think that's going to be an intriguing, fun matchup. And then let's take you back to Saturday's action, where it all started out with my Milwaukee Bucks going to the Indiana Pacers and playing one of the worst games that I've seen them play in the last 3 weeks. That was shocking to say the least. I really thought that we were going to have ourselves a great game one and that this was going to be anybody's ball game. But clearly from the get-go, Giannis was playing by himself. That ain't going to cut it. That ain't gonna cut it at all. All right, we'll get into that obviously a lot more. We'll dissect it. Clippers and Nuggets. That was an awesome freaking game. Awesome freaking game, man. The Clippers, like, you know, they came out just the way that everybody thought they would, right? Like, they're going to come out and they're going to win this series and they're going to beat the Denver Nuggets. And we're going to be talking about the Denver Nuggets and all the destruction that's happened with Mike Malone and company. And at the end of the day, they get it done in OT, man. And You got to give credit where credit's due. That was shot making, man. That was a lot of fun to watch that game. And then, you know, before we get to what happened to the Lakers, we got to talk about the Stones, man, the Pistons and the Knicks. I think this is going to be a great series. I really do. But I also see in my head that the Knicks just they got guys that are more primed and ready to play at this time of year. And it's going to be tough to shut down big body Brunson for four games, man. I don't see it happening. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, maybe a little exciting, a little intriguing. But the Knicks are going to get by that one. And if Cameron Payne can do what he did off the bench for them, that's a great sign for them. Okay, now let's get to the T-Wolves and the Lakers. And I thought this was going to be a very good series, and I still think it will be. But I'm going to tell you what, man, the Lakers, in a weird way, let me say this, okay? I look at their path to get to the Western Conference Finals, and I almost think that this round, this is their toughest round of everyone. To get by Anthony Edwards and this very good, solid Minnesota Timberwolves basketball team. They got a lot of good pieces, man. They really do. And honestly, I think this is a fair comparison. I think the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Los Angeles Lakers are extremely similar, Mike. Extremely similar. Like, their length that they have, their wings that they got. There's a lot of, like, interchangeable parts. The Lakers just didn't click last night, man. And the Timberwolves, they did. They clicked. What did you see from game one that, first and foremost, will be extremely positive for the Minnesota Timberwolves moving forward? But is there anything that you saw from the Lakers that you say, okay, hey, this is one game, and we're going to be okay?
You know, I do think the Lakers will be okay. I think that, you know, they got down big and then they kind of cut into the lead a little bit. I just think that, you know, you and I always talk, and a lot of people talk about the NBA playoffs in terms of the series does not start until the road team wins. Well, okay. Right. The series is started now. And, you know, for the Lakers.
And it didn't take long to get it started either, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, look, if you're Minnesota from the second quarter on, they were nails. Like, I'm sitting there just going, they came to play. They came to play physical. The game got a little physical. There are some bodies on the floor last night. Which is always, you know, you kind of see that in the playoffs because it's, you know, it's the NBA playoffs and you're fighting for a title. So, the other part of last night with Minnesota, I think this is kind of a bad matchup for LA because, like you said, there's interchangeable parts and Minnesota has people that can match up fairly well with the Lakers, and they have the length, they have the size. They're not going to get intimidated by any of the bigs that the LA Lakers have, because they probably have more bigs than the Lakers. And Ant, you know, he went out for a little bit last night with a cramp in his foot or his lower leg.
His calf.
And he was scoring. Yeah, he was scoring at will. Like,
oh, yeah.
Three-pointers, he was knocking them down. Nas Reed, holy crap, he was knocking stuff down last night. Jaden McDaniels as well. Like, if Minnesota gets this kind of production out of their role players, because we know everything goes through Ant, and Ant gets this kind of help, Minnesota's going to win this series. LA has to punch back now. They got hit square in the face And look, Minnesota went deep in the playoffs last year. They have some experience in getting into tough series and winning tough series. And so I don't think Minnesota's intimidated in the least. But like I said, if they continue to get this kind of production out of other guys other than Ant, Minnesota's going to be moving on, and the Lakers, imagine if the Lakers go out in the first round, like what kind of disappointment that's going to be, or just, you know, we're going to have more questions about LA, but Luka did Luka last night. I mean, what did he have, like 40? He had like 37 or 40 points last night, last time I had checked. And you know, he hits a half quarter. He's doing the stuff that he does. Everybody else has to come along for the ride with Luka, because Luka did everything he could last night to try and keep them close, and it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Luka magic for the Lakers, but nobody else. And you hit on a couple of things that I want to get into. Naz Reid is a problem, my friend. Naz Reid is a serious freaking problem. Here's the difference, at least from what I'm seeing, okay? And this is one game because, like, we all got to pump the brakes a little bit too, because I guarantee you the Lakers will respond in game two. They're winning game two, okay? Put all your chips you can on Los Angeles for game two. That's my advice for people. But with that being said, Naz Reid is a frickin' problem. McDaniels is a frickin' problem. And we know that Ant-Man is a problem. And Ant-Man didn't even have the game. It was McDaniels. He had 25 frickin' points, bro. Randall was... Naz at 23 off the bench, man. And again, he's a guy that can start on any team. Okay, we all know that. So having that weapon off your bench is awesome. And Minnesota's got that. They got dudes that are a problem. That's to me is what the biggest issue is. Is like, how are you going to match up with that? And here's how you're going to match up with it. I'm going to tell you right now. You got to get more from Hachimura, you got to get more from Austin Reeves, you got to get more from LeBron, and then you know what, you got to have a couple guys come in off the bench, like a Vincent or Dorian Finney-Smith, and come in and knock in some clutch shots, and they just look out of sync, man. I mean, like, dude, they started out the game pretty well, because it was Luka time, right? But again,
right.
You got to join this guy. You know, he can't do it on his own. So I think what we saw was Minnesota had a total team effort, and the Lakers were lacking that team effort and that team concept. And you even heard freaking JJ. He said, like, when they at the end of the third quarter, when Luka hit that three-pointer, the half-court three-pointer that you talked about,
right?
You know, he had mentioned, we're finally playing with playoff intensity. And here's the thing, man. People got to understand this. In the postseason, every single possession is extremely important. And when you're throwing the ball away, like Minnesota was tossing the ball in the stands, man. The first five minutes of that game, that they were disoriented, right? And they were totally out of character. But here's what I like about Minnesota, and you mentioned it earlier. They had that deep run last year. So they got a calm, they got a certain poise about them, and they have a certain energy that they don't seem to get too up or too down about what's happening on the floor. And I think that's huge. And I saw the emotions from the Lakers last night. All right, I hear the music. I better take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and we'll continue talking about the sports world, and probably more in particular, the NBA hoops. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend. Right back.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson, that means you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of our program, 1-800-878-7529, or you can get at us a couple different ways on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, happy Easter, everybody. It's Easter Sunday, man. Enjoy this day with your family and doing whatever you may or may not be doing. I have no idea, so have fun. Enjoy. Look, we'll get into the other three games that happened on Saturday on the other side, obviously. And then I do want to break down each and every game that's going to happen later on today. But, you know, looking back at what happened yesterday, Bucks go down to the Pacers, 117-98. They didn't show up. Nuggets beat the Clippers in probably the best game of yesterday, which was a fantastic overtime game, 112-110. Nuggets get by the Clippers. The Knicks come back emphatically against the Pistons, who looked like they were going to shock the world in game one, and then all of a sudden it went bad for them. And we'll dissect that a little bit more, obviously. 123-112 was the final there. And then the T-Wolves, like you said, they get the series started, man. Everybody says that a series doesn't start until the road team wins. Well, it didn't take long for the Minnesota Timberwolves to get a victory on the road. They did it right out of the gate. 117-95. They beat the Lakers in game one. Lakers will respond. I guarantee you that, people. But we'll talk about the games that happened yesterday, and then we'll dissect the games that happened today later on as well. So keep it close. Hour one's in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs is set. Matchups include the Jets facing off against the Blues. The Stars will gear up to play the Avalanche. The Vegas Golden Knights will play the Minnesota Wild. Los Angeles Kings and the Edmonton Oilers will face off. Maple Leafs and the Senators get ready to go head-to-head. The Lightning will face off against the Panthers. Capitals will play the Canadiens, and the Hurricanes looking to get a W against the Devils. On the NHL scoreboard, Sabres beat the Flyers at home 5-4. Rangers get a big win over the Lightning 4-0. Blue Jackets win it against the Islanders 6-1. Maple Leafs in overtime against the Red Wings take it by 1-4-3. Penguins win over the Capitals 5-2. Senators at home W against the Hurricanes 7-5. And the Flames on the road against the Kings take it 5-1. Some Major League Baseball action. Diamondbacks get a win over the Marlins 6-4. Pirates win over the Nationals at home 1-0. Mariners on the road against the Reds. Mariners take it 11-7. Athletics over the White Sox 8-0. Phillies defeated the Giants 6-4. Oilers swinging on to a win against the Guardians 6-2. Tigers at home against the Royals take it 6-1. Yankees win over the Rays 6-3. Mets take it over the Cardinals 4-1. And the Rangers at home W against the Angels 5-3. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Progressive.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash.
NHL hockey, tonight is the final night of the regular season. It's odd because for some teams, they had their season come to an end as early as Sunday. Teams have been ending their season every day since, but a handful of teams still going tonight with regular season games. That includes the Flyers at the Sabres, the Red Wings at the Maple Leafs, Hurricanes at the Senators, Lightning at the Rangers, Capitals at the Penguins, Islanders at the Blue Jackets, and the final game of the regular season will take place in Los Angeles with the Kings playing host to the Calgary Flames. The NBA play-in tournament continuing on. Yesterday, the Heat beat the Bulls 109-90, and the Mavericks beat the Kings 120-106. So the battle for the 8th seed coming up on Friday night. Heat at the Hawks, Mavericks at the Grizzlies.
Bundle auto and home, renters, or condo insurance and save with Progressive. I'm Matt Pauly with the Sports Grid Sports Flash.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it would be NHL hockey playoffs, NBA playoffs. They're here, baby. They are here. Major League Baseball in full throttle, about 20, 22 games into the season. NFL draft right around the frickin' corner. Golf in full throttle. Baseball in the on the college level in full throttle. Dude, everything on full throttle. And obviously the NIL on full throttle with that disaster that happened with Tennessee, man. We haven't mentioned that, but holy cow, bro. Yeah. Never at a loss for things to talk about, bro.
No, we're never at a loss to talk about, and I'm glad you mentioned the NFL draft, man. We should probably get into that this hour a little bit. Cam Ward, Shadur, where are they going to go? What's going to happen? You know, all these there's some very good talent at the very top of the draft, but it's as a draft overall, you know, it's kind of a 6-7 out of 10 kind of draft, but where's Cam Scataboo? Mr. Sun Devil going to go. That'll be interesting as well.
Yeah, lots of things to talk about this hour. Keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. On the other side, though, we'll back into the NBA and talk about what happened on Saturday and look ahead to what's going to happen here later today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring Fest deals are still in full swing at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2-cubic foot mulch for only $10. And get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $300 when you buy 2 or more select GE kitchen appliances of $396 or more. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/16, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, let's get into Saturday's action. We've obviously talked a lot about the Lakers and Timberwolves, but there were 3 other games. Let's break them down a little bit. We'll start with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Pacers. First and foremost, I still like the Bucks in this series. And I know it's like, after what I saw game one, hard to feel that way. However, they played an absolutely horrible game, okay? Horrible game. Nobody came to play besides Giannis. Kind of like Luka, right? Like, he had no help either. And the result is pretty similar when you look at the final score. Basically the same. Guys got to come join him. Guys got to play well. Guys got to step up. I think we saw the stinker game, hopefully, from the Milwaukee Bucks. I also think there's good news on the horizon. Dame will be back. He'll be back for game 3. They're going to hold him out. I'm just telling you right now. I already know, okay? I'm giving it to what's going to happen. And then I'm going to have people tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you what's happening. He'll come back for game three. He's going to sit out game two. He'll be back in Milwaukee. And I think that'll be huge. And to your point, a series doesn't start until somebody wins on the road. So if Milwaukee does go down 0-2, I still feel okay. Would I like to get one in Indiana? You bet your butt, man. Of course. But it's not like all bets are off.
Right.
So with that being said, check this out. Like, tell me if this makes some sense to you. I actually feel like the Lakers and the Bucks can feel okay about losing game one, because first and foremost, neither one of their supporting cast showed up, and they didn't play very well. Their star, like their one star, played well. In the Bucks' case, they've only got one star because Dame's not on the floor. In LA's case, they got multiple stars, but only one of them really showed up. And it's not that LeBron didn't show up. The guy had 19 points. Like, he showed up, but he didn't show up the way we're expecting him to show up. But I think that in a weird way, I think the Bucks can have some confidence and feel okay about losing this one the way that they did, because they played lousy. And you know what? With 4 minutes left in the game, they actually had a chance to, like, cut it to single digits, but they couldn't hit a damn shot to save their lives. So in a weird way, right, I think that they should feel okay about themselves. If you go down 0-2, you know, your back's up against the wall a little bit, but I do think you have some help coming along the way in game three, and that would be Dame Lillard. So I think that the Pacers are a tough matchup for the Bucks, ultimately. I really do. But I also think the Bucks have the pieces to get this done. They just – you got to play more consistent, and guys have to step up and realize the moment and embrace the moment. And they didn't have that in game one, man.
No, they didn't have it in game one. And, you know, the one thing that I kind of took from that game was I don't know if Indiana can play any better. You know what I'm saying?
True, like, true.
Maybe they kind of hit a ceiling to me, and I'm like, okay, if this is the best that they can do, which was pretty good. Like, I'm not downgrading them in, you know, at all. But like you said, Milwaukee played so poorly that there's nowhere else for them to go but up in terms of their play. And I think if they can come out in game two and you know, just play with their hair on fire, just know, it'd be like, let's get a split. Let's get out of here with 1-1. We're going back to our crib. Dame will be playing. And the other thing I liked about yesterday, even though Dame was in street clothes, Dame got kind of chippy with Halliburton during a timeout or something. So you can already tell that Dame is mentally, he's there. Like, he just put me in, man. And we'll kind of take it from there. But there are some positives that Milwaukee can take from this. Knowing Dame is coming back, Giannis will get some help. Portis is going to play better. Connington's going to play better. They're going to shoot better. So I just think they have to play with their hair on fire these next few games and make it a series. But I did like seeing Dame, to me, mentally just be in it. If he's in street clothes and he's getting into it with guys from the other team, okay, game on. Let's go.
Yeah, and look, there's no love loss here, man. Like, let's keep it real. Halliburton last year did something. He did the Dame time thing, and there's bad blood. Like, let's keep it real, and let's also keep it real. Dame torched them, okay? Dame freaking torched them in the postseason last year. He went for 31 a game. So in a weird way, bro, you sometimes, you know, we always talk about this, right? Like, you don't play with fire because sometimes you get burned, right? And I think that
don't
this is motivation. Yeah, don't poke the bear. Exactly. Or don't play with fire because sometimes you get burned. And I think that Dame with that fire that he has. He wants to get out there, man. Like that's what I saw from that altercation, is that, like you said, he's engaged and he's in street clothes. He wants back out on that floor, man. And he's going to get there. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you the script. He's not coming back for game two. They're going to wait another couple few days to just give him that extra few days. And then you know, you get this guy back for game three in Milwaukee. That to me is huge. And here's the other part of that. Game two, you know Dame is coming back. Like, his teammates know, right? They know. So, like, they should be playing, like you said, with a little bit more furiosity, with a little more fire, saying, like, if we can steal game two on the road, like, we can put ourselves in a great position in game three when we get Dame time back. So yeah, I think there's more positive than negative from what I saw from game one, but ultimately you want to try to steal one on the road. So game two becomes extremely important to me. Let's talk Clippers and Nuggets real quick, because we only got a couple minutes left in this segment. This was a great game, man. This was back and forth. This was really, really fun. Here's what I think, though. Ultimately, I think the Nuggets are the better team, bro. You know, I think it's been fun. I think it's been great seeing Kawhi play better this year, him and James Harden on the same page, and getting their big dude to play pretty well. It's cool. It's fun, and it's good to see. But I trust the Denver Nuggets more than I trust the Clippers. What say you, bro?
No, I mean, look, the Nuggets have the best player on the floor in the Joker, you know, and there were a couple of times yesterday where he got kind of hit around. He got picked up a technical, but he was engaged. Like, he came fired up right at that referee. I get why the referee called a technical, but him not seeing what happened to Jokic, I'm like, you're standing right there. How do you not see that? Type of thing. But I love Aaron Gordon. I've always had a thing for Aaron Gordon being in Boston Green. He's just a big, rugged dude. You know, and the whole thing with the coach being released was unfortunate, but, you know, they got the win in overtime. They're up 1-0. Here we go.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking the Clippers in that series. I'm not there, man. I like you said, they got the best player on the floor in Joker. Tough to think that he's going to lose 4 out of 7 times. I just don't see it happening. All right, man, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NBA probably on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring Fest deals are still in full swing at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 bags of Stay Green Premium Color 2-cubic foot mulch for only $10. And get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $300 when you buy 2 or more select GE kitchen appliances of $396 or more. Lowe's, we help. you save. Valid through 4/16. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson here, Andy Dorf here. You could get at us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Mike, let's jump back into NBA basketball, brother, okay? Looking
okay,
at...
Andy, let's do it.
yeah. All right, brother. So, we talked a little bit about the Nuggets. That was a great win for them. We talked a lot about the Bucks and the Pacers. We talked a lot about the Lakers and the T-Wolves. Let's give the Knicks some love, man. Great game for them. I was watching that game basically the whole way through. Pistons played absolutely tremendous for about 36 minutes, right? And then all of a sudden the fourth quarter came. And Big Body Brunson and Towns and Hart
Cat.
And the rest of the guy. Yeah, well, yeah, I said Towns. I said, I mean, look, man, they Mikal Bridges, he played pretty well. Like, didn't do it with the points so much, but just a good presence out there. And then Campaign, man, like off the bench, Campaign was nails, man. He was absolutely nails. Okay, so my takeaway is this. You know, Detroit is young. Detroit's a lot of fun. But when it comes to the postseason, that they're missing some things. And what they're missing is they're missing the ISO ball, man. You know, Cade Cunningham is really good. Like, he's really good. Don't get me wrong. But they're missing the ability to just break guys down. And you know, Big Body Brunson, Towns, as you like to call him, Cat, he obviously can break people down. OG, he can break people down. OG, by the way, was really good too. They have a good squad. Like, I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. They got a pretty good squad. I think I'm gonna make a statement here. I think the ceiling for the New York Knicks could be the Eastern Conference Finals. I see that, but I also you can't get complacent because Detroit is hungry and they're young and they're not going to quit. Like, that's what I saw from them. Even though they blew it, like they blew it, bro. There's really no other way to say it. They blew it. They went cold at the wrong time, and obviously New York hit a lot of shots, but they didn't have enough timeouts at the end of the game to, like, stop momentum and things like that. I think Bickerstaff has to do a little bit better job of coaching. I think that this is either going to be a gentleman's sweep, okay, or it's going to go seven. Like that's just how I see it. I like the Knicks. Okay, I like the Knicks. I think they get it done. I just, it's hard to see these guys being able to shut Brunson down four times. You know, and Cat four times, and OG. I don't see it happening. As much as it would be a great story, and the Pistons have been a great story, I think the Knicks are the better team, Mike.
No, they are the better team. They've been in the playoffs before recently in the last few years. They got guys that have been there. They know how to kind of how this whole playoff thing operates. Here's what I saw with Detroit post game. Cade Cunningham is taking questions in the post game presser. And so he gets a question about being in the playoffs. And his answer basically, and I'm summarizing here, everybody, is it was great out there. We are having a good time. We're happy to be here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, there's the difference between them and the Knicks. The Knicks want to get to where the Cavs and the Celtics want to go. They're, right. You know, that's and here's the young team and their leader, you know, in Cade Cunningham, their best player in Cade Cunningham is sitting there saying, "Hey, we're happy to be here. This is fun." It's just one of those things where by what they say, you can tell, "Hey, this is new for us. This is something different. You know, we haven't been here before. We're happy to be here." Okay. You and I both know that in the NBA and in any major professional league sports franchise, when you're trying to ascend, there are steps to this. There are different places where you get when you are a young team. And for right now, Detroit is that young team with no playoff experience. And they're happy to be there right now. If they get beat, if the Pistons get beat 4-1, you know, or maybe 4-2, or even who knows? I mean, they get swept. It's going to be one of those things. Hey, yeah, it's great to be in the playoffs, but it's even better to win in the playoffs, and we got to focus on that now. So I just kind of took that for what it is, and this is just the step in the process of trying to ascend in the NBA and in the NBA playoffs to, you know, for where the Pistons are right now. I think the Knicks get through this, and I'm with you. I think this is a gentleman's sweeper, six games. I don't necessarily see this going seven games. It'll go seven. I'll be slightly surprised, but it's not out of the complete realm of possibility. But it's just the difference between a young team that's happy to be there right now to me and a team that is trying to prove something in the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the process, right? Like, it's the process right. of how you get to the next step and how you get to the next level. And, you know, at a certain point, you're happy to be there. And then at a certain point, you're not happy to be there. You want to get to the ultimate prize, which is getting that chip. So, yeah, I think it's part of the process of getting to be great. Like, that's good. But I do think this is going to be part of the learning process, too. Part of the learning curve for Detroit, and it's okay. It's okay. Well, it was a very successful season for them. So getting to the postseason, they're on the right path. They're definitely on the right path. Speaking of a path, let's start talking about the games today. Grizzlies and Thunder. That takes off early. That's right after you and I get off the air. Magic and Celtics to follow. Heat and Cavaliers after that. And then the nightcapper will be the Warriors and the Rockets. And I think they did a pretty good job of how they put these games together today. Because they start you right off with the Grizzlies and the Thunder. That's going to be up and down, and that's going to be fun, man. I think the Grizzlies are going to lose this series, but I do think they can give some resistance, man. And I think this is going to be a fun series. I really do. Ja Morant is special. Like, whatever you want to say, Shea's special. Like, we know this. Now, that's going to be a fun freaking matchup to watch. I love Bane. I really, really like that dude's toughness. He is a hard-nosed, tough ball player. They got Jackson. This is going to be a better series than people think, at least in my opinion. I think it winds up going a minimum of five games. I think the Grizzlies will steal at least one, potentially two games. I do think the Thunder will advance. I think they're the better team. I think they're a little deeper, especially with the injuries that the Grizzlies have. But this is going to be fun. This is going to be up and down, man. This is going to be fun basketball. What say you?
No, it is going to be fun, and I'm so glad you mentioned Bane on Memphis. I like him too for the exact same reason that you just mentioned, just his toughness. He just brings that. If someone's going to go at one of his teammates, he steps in. He's like, yeah, that ain't happening. You're not going to continue to do what you do. You and I got to see Zach E in the Final Four last year. He's had an okay rookie year. Like there were some questions about him coming in. He's done okay in his rookie year, and they have some hype to combat, you know, Chet Holmgren, and they got Jaren Jackson, who's a big and who can stretch you out and can shoot threes and is multifaceted as a player. So yeah, I completely agree with you that this series is going to be better than what, you know, the so-called experts are saying. Like I'm seeing sweeps, you know, and Memphis has no shot. I'm like, everybody has a shot. You've made the playoffs for a reason. You still got to lace it up, and you still got to play. And I wouldn't be shocked if Memphis won one of these two opening games in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think this is gonna be fun. And to your point about Zach Edey, you know what? I thought the game was going to be a little too quick for him, and at times it is, okay? Like, that's just the truth. However, with that being said, you know, the way that he handled AD, I got to say, man, he definitely stepped up to that challenge. And if they can figure out a way to not have the game be so up and down, you know what? Memphis has got a fighter's chance. Like that's honestly what I think. You know, the Thunder are young. They're both these teams are lacking experience, you know. So it'll be interesting to see like what adversity does, right? Like so to your point, if Memphis can steal game 1, you know, like we said about the Lakers and T-Wolves, well, then that series got started pretty quick. And the Memphis Grizzlies are coming off of some momentum, right? Like they played well. They even played well against Golden State when they lost that game. They almost figured out a way to pull that one off. I think there's no fighting those guys, bro. I truly think it's going to be a fun series.
No, it is going to be a fun series. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Who's going to throw the first punch? How does the other team respond? That's what this series is going to be.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do it. We'll come back and we'll break down the last three series that'll start today here in the NBA. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson at you, Andy Dorf at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, I've only made you wait an hour and 40 minutes to talk about your beloved Boston Celtics. Tried to hold out on you as long as I could, man. Okay. Magic playing the Celtics. It's all about matchups, and for some reason, the so-called experts feel like this is going to be a little tougher matchup for the Boston Celtics than one might believe or think. With that being said, the Boston Celtics are a 12.5-point favorite over the Orlando Magic. So yep. Even though they think it's going to be a little tougher for them, they also still think that they should win this basketball game, and I agree. This to me comes down to how focused your Boston Celtics are, and that's it. It really boils down to how focused they are. If they're focused and what they do against what the Magic do well, that they should win this series, and honestly, at the very worst, a gentleman's sweep, because they shoot the three ball really well, and that's the one part of the Magic's defense that isn't so good. So it's going to be a game of whether or not the Boston Celtics are hitting their shots. And I'm going to make an assessment. I'm going to make a guess and say you're not going to stop these guys from hitting shots 4 out of 7 games. So I think this is a gentleman's sweep, my friend, and potentially even a 4-0 sweep. I think the Celtics win this one pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. The one player on Orlando that kind of concerns me a little bit is Banchero, Paulo. But he's a great young talent. But at the same time, Boston, their first 7 guys, 8 guys that they play, if they're hitting shots, and, if that happens, good luck trying to beat Boston 4 out of 7 times. It just, I don't see it. And Porzingis this year is healthy. He's going to be ready to go. You know, I saw a video yesterday that the last two guys at practice for the Celtics, the last two guys in the gym, are their two leaders in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And if your leaders are staying after practice and trying to get into that, like you said, that laser focus, you know, it's not going to go well for Orlando. But at the same time, like I always say, you still got to lace them up. You still got to come to play. You got to make stops and play defense and get offensive second chance points, all those kind of things. But Boston certainly has enough, more than enough talent to beat Orlando and, like you said, make it a sweep, make it a gentleman's sweep. You know, what Boston did this year, I mean, they've set records for three-point attempts. They've set records for three-point makes. Peyton Pritchard set the record for three-point makes in a season off the bench. You know, you got Derek White, Drew Holiday, Porzingis, Tatum, Al Horford, Brown. You know, like, what poison are you going to choose to try and stop? Because if you try and stop one type of poison, the other type of poison in a Derek White or a Drew Holiday, who I love Drew Holiday, and he just, it's just one of those things, him and Derek White, to me, it's just when things get a little out of sorts, those two guys just go, calm down, I got this. They make a shot, they get a rebound, they get a steal, they do something to kind of calm the tide for the Celtics. But I think if the Celtics go back to back, Andy, and Tatum does what he's been doing all year, I mean, he's basically averaging like 28-8-8, you know, the whole year, and people still want to hate on this guy, and I understand the hate a little bit, but on the other hand, I don't. He does everything you want out of a player for your team, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I do think today is, I think Boston comes out laser focused, and it's not going to bode well for Orlando at all.
Yeah, the bottom line is this, man. Look, I believe that the Boston Celtics are just a better team. And to your point about Drew, I would say he's the ultimate team player. That's how I would put him. He is the ultimate team player. Definitely a piece to the puzzle in a championship run. And obviously, ever since leaving the Milwaukee Bucks, that they've been missing that piece. We know that. So you're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. Let's move on. Let's talk Heat and let's talk Cavaliers. Again, I don't know how long this discussion needs to go either. I think it's similar to the discussion we just had. The Cavaliers are the better team. Flat out, they're the better team. And both of these squads are both. This isn't by chance. The Cavaliers are favored by 12.5 today. The Celtics are favored by 12.5 today. Both of these teams should win these series, and they should win these series relatively convincingly. At the very worst, they both should win 4-1. In my humble opinion, the way the Cavs played all year. They're a quality basketball team, and they should be in the Eastern Conference Finals playing the Boston Celtics. So this is a step to that. This is a 4-0, maybe a 4-1 series. Good job by the Heat to get themselves into the postseason. But here's your prize. You get to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Good luck. I got the Cavs winning 4-0 or 4-1, Mike.
Yeah, no, I got the Cavs winning 4-1. I think Miami they have one game where they go off on threes and stuff like that. But, Cleveland's been the best team in the East all year. They shoot threes, they can defend, they got good wings, they got good guards, they got Spider-Man, you know, the whole thing. So they're going to... coming focused because their big focus is on that team in Boston. That's what they are, I think, at the end of the day, that's what they're looking at. And they got to keep pace with Boston, but at the same time, they got to still realize what's in front of them. They got Miami in front of them to get to Boston. They got to go through Miami kind of deal. So I don't see this game being close today at all.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I Boston and Cleveland should win those series easily. This is a series maybe that isn't going to be so easy. Golden State playing the Houston Rockets. Look, the Houston Rockets were the second best team in the West as far as the regular season went. And Golden State had a chance not to be in the play-in, but they wound up in the play-in, playing a couple extra games. Who knows how that all works itself out. Older guys. However, they've got themselves a pretty damn good trio. Dre, Jimmy Buckets, and obviously Steph, and then their supporting cast has played really well. Pozinski's played fantastic for them down the stretch. I think that this is gonna be a fun one, bro. I talked about gentlemen sweeps and the other ones. This goes six or seven. There's not a lot of separation between these two teams. I think what helps Golden State obviously is their experience. What might actually help Houston is their lack of experience in a weird way. Right. Yeah, I think we've got ourselves another fantastic series that potentially goes six or seven games. I would be shocked if it's anything less than six games. What say you?
Yeah, I'm in that six-game range with this series, and I kind of look at the Rockets, young, up-and-coming team, Ime Udoka, who's a hell of a coach. And you always have to preface it with, regardless of how it ended in Boston for him, he knows how to coach NBA basketball, and he's a great defensive. He's a defensive-minded coach as well. He's got a bevy of young bucks, man, that are just, they got some dog in them. And I kind of look at Houston, Andy, and I don't know if you would agree with this, but I kind of look at Houston as a more talented Detroit Piston team. Detroit, young, upcoming, they play kind of rough and tumble, kind of like the old Bad Boys. But here's Houston, who has young written all over them. Some dogs in them, some players, Green, and you got Dylan Brooks, who's the instigator of like anything on the court anytime they play. But I kind of look at them as a better, I don't want to say more seasoned, I'm going to say just more talented Detroit Piston team, if that makes sense, with this. And I think Houston does win this series. I'm not, falling all over myself to say, oh yeah, Golden State's going to win this because Steph and Jimmy and all this kind of stuff. But I do think Houston does get it done in, like you said, about six games, if not seven.
Wow. I mean, I'm not so sure. I think Houston wins this series. I think their lack of experience could become a problem potentially later in the series. Here's what I'm going to be looking for, okay? They've got a lot of guys that can guard Steph and make it uncomfortable for Steph. But we also know Steph has the ability to just go off. So I think that a lot of this series is going to depend on how many times Jimmy Buckets gets to the free throw line, number one. Number two, does Steph Curry have games where he goes absolutely nuts and hits crazy three-pointers and has himself 35 points? They're going to need Dre to be really tough, and they're going to need him to be smart. He can't be foolish. He can't cost his team. And what I mean by that is getting stupid technical fouls and potentially, getting kicked out of games. We know how his emotions run extremely high. So I think that poise is going to be something that I'm looking for with actually both of these teams. I think that emotions are going to run extremely high in this series with a lot riding. You know, a young Houston team that feels like they've been a little bit disrespected. Like, let's keep it real here. And to your point, you know, everybody talking about the Warriors potentially, you know, making a great run. Like, that's motivation for Houston. And last I looked, at least today, they're favored by 1.5 at home against the Warriors. So somebody thinks Houston can play. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll do it. We'll come back. We'll do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us a couple few different ways, people, on that X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Speaking of real, it's your opportunity for your parting shot. What's up?
I got a couple of them. First of all NBA fans, go get your sodas or your adult beverage and your nachos or pizza or burgers or whatever you eat. Sit back, watch some four great games today. The NBA playoffs are going to be great. And my second one is just congratulations to Shohei Ohtani and his wife. They welcomed their baby girl, their first child, last night or the other day. And there's nothing like the birth of your child to kind of make things kind of come into focus better for you.
All righty. Great stuff. Look, I got a couple few. First and foremost, we didn't talk about the draft. We will obviously be talking about the draft next week. Maybe potentially get a couple of people from the draft on with us. That may be players, that may be experts, something along those lines. We'll try to have that for people. So that's the first and foremost. And obviously a life-changing day for all those people involved, families, kids, you name it. So we'll talk about that obviously next week. Another parting shot is this to the NBA. Like you said, the playoffs are here. It's going to be time for certain people to shine and certain people to not shine. I hope my Milwaukee Bucks can figure it out and shine, because what I saw game one was disappointing. I guess that's a good way to put it. It was a little disappointing. So, and then obviously, man, for the rest of it, it's going to be great watching what happens in the West and the East. So buckle up, get your nachos, get your popcorn, like Mike said. For everybody, man, have a great day. Enjoy Easter Sunday and have fun watching all kinds of sports. For Mike, for Robert, for John, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.